Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Doctors caring for critically ill COVID-19 patients have had to find new ways to treat a fierce and mysterious virus, and at the same time comfort patients who are isolated without loved ones near them. I spoke with Dr. Raymond Foley, medical director of the intensive care unit at UConn John Dempsey Hospital in Farmington, and asked him how the coronavirus has changed what ICU doctors do.
It's extremely difficult. Even taking care of these patients, remember, we have to be in full personal protective equipment. So we'll have a hat on, we'll have a mask or a face shield. You'll have your gowns and your gloves, etc. Patients are in what we call negative pressure rooms, so the door is closed. And patients are in there alone. We actually had the IV poles, some of the equipment placed outside of the rooms just to avoid going in as often as we normally would. Family, friends, loved ones, not able to visit. We do have a provision, though, here at UConn, I believe at other hospitals as well, and that it is someone is dying, then we do allow a family member to be present. And that family member would have to then don their full PPE to be extra careful themselves so they don't get sick and infected. So the whole landscape has changed in terms of comfort, in terms of the humanism in medicine. It's been extremely challenging.
And how has that affected you?
Well, it's been tough. There's no question. It's been hard. That was always one of the things that I prided myself in, is being there at the bedside and being there, being present, holding family meetings, developing a plan of care. And now that's really been impeded. It's extremely hard. A, the patients are potentially really sick, so they may not be, they're not able to participate, but then also the families aren't there, and so we then have to work with them via the telephone, which is hard. You know, it's much easier to work with people and when you're there in person.
What has this pandemic revealed to you in terms of some of the healthcare system's inherent strengths and weaknesses?
The strengths of the medical system, I feel, is the teamwork approach. So from the doctors to the nurses to the respiratory therapists, pharmacists, social workers, and I think especially during this COVID pandemic, that collaborative approach really has shined through, I feel. I think the limitations or the drawbacks of the healthcare system are that, unfortunately, we may not have enough good people. So for instance, back in the old days of the pre-COVID era, we would have staffing based upon certain census, certain way of doing business, and now all of a sudden, boom, you have the pandemic develop, and our ICU is full, the floors are filled, the intermediate or step-down unit is full, and now we need more troops, you need more helping hands. And so, unfortunately, I think that initially perhaps could have left us flat-footed, but people have stepped up, and we've ramped up with our staffing, not having enough personal protective equipment. That's also a potential issue. But I'd like to think, though, Diane, that the strengths out-magnify the potential weaknesses, because I think there is good work being done on a daily basis.
Well, we want to say thanks to you and to all the staff, and thanks for taking some time to speak this morning.
Okay. Thank you very much, Diane.